Buckle up, Australia.
Buckle up.
Now, right across the country, broadcasting to every corner of this big brown land on the Triple M Network. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We've decided to serialise this next story and make it two breaks because Loza said to me before the show, this story's unbelievable and I can't condense it into one break. I said, don't even try.
Well, now
it's a cliffhanger.
I feel bad because I took a lot out, and if I had have known we were doing this, I wouldn't have done that.
It doesn't matter. It's a cliffhanger.
I was so frazzled writing this.
I know. You were really.
You were.
I've probably done upwards of 1,000 sheets.
I haven't seen you unravel over a sheet like this ever.
It was so long.
You had your headphones on right through the meeting,
and you kept giving me updates about it.
Because it's an amazing story.
Put it in front of me.
Totally is an amazing story.
Croc Attack is the headline.
Good start.
You know, Felton John got you. Talk about a death roll. Oh, my God. I'm at Elton's. Where's his husband? One of the most jaw-dropping stories of Croc Attack's survival is that by ecologist and philosopher. Oh, okay. Val Plumwood. What a wonderful name.
Oh, that's a great name.
Mrs. Plumwood to reception, please. Val Plumwood to reception. Who was canoeing in Kakadu in 85. Canoeing in Kakadu. You were even allowed to do that?
Probably
I don't know.
Not now. National park?
No. You couldn't get me in a body of water in that part of
not
the world.
Not in a canoe. Oh.
Not in any way.
I mean, in a boat.
Sure. But yeah. I wouldn't be swimming or doing anything.
Well, definitely not swimming.
No.
By early afternoon, Val had a strong feeling of being watched, and suddenly the canoe seemed flimsy. She started paddling back and hadn't got far when she saw what looked like a stick ahead. I saw eyes and realised it was a crocodile. I was almost past it when there was this great blow on the side of the canoe. Oh. I paddled furiously, but it followed, bashing on the canoe.
Oh, it wanted her.
It wanted her.
Yeah.
As I leapt from the canoe, the crocodile burst from the water and dragged me down and into a terrifying death roll.
Oh, wow.
It's got her. She's in a death roll.
And that's it normally for people.
Yeah. You've been knocked out of your canoe. You're at Kakadu. You've just been thinking, I'm going to Litchfield Park tomorrow. This is going to be a wonderful trip. Bang. Now you're in a death roll.
Mm.
And it's not Elton John, unfortunately.
No.
Where's David Furnish?
He's in Mitchell Street in Darwin getting the beers organised.
Get the beers organised. The roll was a whirling, boiling blackness which seemed about to tear my limbs from my body, says Val, driving water into my lungs. It lasted for an eternity, but suddenly it stopped.
Oh.
The crocodile still had Val in its grip between the legs. What, the crocodile had her between its legs?
I guess like she had a leg either side, like you're riding a horse, and it was biting her like that. Into her torso.
Oh,
I think that's what I interpreted.
But soon launched into a second death roll, which didn't last as long. Death roll number two.
Oh, my God.
I surfaced again, still in the crocodile's grip, next to the branch of a large sandpaper fig being held by David Warner.
Oh, my God.
You've gone off script again.
Yeah, I
improvised, and I couldn't remember the bloke who had it in his undies.
Cameron Bancroft.
I reached out and held on with all my strength, vowing to let the crocodile tear me apart rather than throw me again into that spinning, suffocating hell.
Oh.
For the first time, I became aware of a low growling sound issuing from the crocodile's throat as if it were angry. After a short time, the crocodile's jaws simply relaxed and I was free. But was she? We're coming back.
No! What happens next?
Oh,
this is going to get...
Two-parter! The Marty Sheargold Show. Part two of Croc Attack.
Oh, my God.
For those of you listening to the second part of the... series.
Yes.
Val Plumwood has survived two death rolls up to this point.
In Kakadu.
In Kakadu after canoeing in Kakadu.
Silly.
I mean, you'd have to be mad.
It's in the mid-80s.
Well, that's what Val was famous for, being a bit mad.
Was she?
I don't know, I made that bit up. And canoeing. She loved canoeing. It's almost cost her a life.
Yeah.
Part two, Croc Attack. The story continues. Val has been released by the crocodile after it relaxed its jaws. I was free, says Val. As Val managed to pull herself out of the water, the croc seized her once more in a third death roll.
My God.
Third death roll. Mm. This is mid-80s.
The crocodile's not very good at death rolls.
No, I thought that during the thing, I was like, what was happening in this crocodile's world where he couldn't?
Young.
Maybe he wasn't.
He's learning the death roll.
His mum was out the back cheering him on.
Come on.
Just practice.
Doing the apprenticeship.
That's all right. She got free. Go again.
Go again. Training.
Go on.
Don't give up.
Don't give it. Yeah. Grip a bit harder.
Have another crack at Val.
Bite her.
Now roll.
Oh, my God. If your father could watch this.
God.
Wait till your father gets home. It stopped eventually, says Val, and we came up in the same place as before. I was growing weaker, but I could see that the crocodile was taking a long time to kill me this way.
I said it was getting tired.
I mean, these are the thoughts you're having.
Yeah.
How long is it taking this croc to kill me, for Christ's sake? Val felt around for the croc's eyes to try and provoke it, not to get away, to kill her quicker.
She wanted it over.
However, the animal did not so much as flinch. I think they have weird sort of things on their eyes. She reached for the branch again, being held, of course, famously by David Warner, dreading death by slow torture, and once again felt the crocodile jaws relax and Val pulled free. She managed, fortunately, to climb up the bank, pushing her fingers into the mud to hold her weight, reached the top, stood up. She couldn't believe she was alive.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Three death rolls. With severe injuries, Val walked towards the ranger station some kilometres away on the other side of the river.
Walked?
Walked. When she didn't return to the station by nightfall, a search party eventually found her.
Oh.
I mean, this is unbelievable. Lucky. Do you know what's totally unbelievable in this story?
I'm just going to stop you because it's not true, what you're about to say.
What? I was building to this. I'm ignoring what you're saying.
Yeah, just say it anyway.
Just say it anyway.
We'll deal with it in fact check. It's a serial.
It's all fiction.
Serial. I mean, it's choose your own ending.
Yeah,
and this is the ending I'm choosing.
Okay.
Hardy Boys style, am I right, DC? As a 67-year-old woman living in Canberra, Val was attacked by a snake, bitten by a snake which killed her. That snake's name was Richard Wilkins.
That's why, okay.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
From there is to Berlin, and every day. And this is Troy Ogrefwill.
Oh, I love Troy.
This is a great game.
This is your idea, Loz. No, whose was it?
I think it was my idea.
I think it was yours.
Of course.
Of course.
And we were sitting in the office, and then what we realised about you and Will is that you have an unbelievable knowledge of geography.
It's okay. I don't think it's unbelievable.
No,
it's
unbelievable.
It's phenomenal.
You're like those little kids that go on Ellen and can reel off all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Will's
beautifully said.
We're pretty even.
And Loza said this should be a game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Lauren's right again.
And Troy Ogrefwill. It's
good
the best
name
of a game.
We've only played it once before, and I think
It was a tie,
that's right.
Run us through how it works, Loz.
You each get a turn with the timer.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds on the clock. I say a country. You give me the capital city. Person with the most answers wins.
Right.
It's the same countries.
Yeah.
Today, Troy is going to leave the room first.
Yeah. Off you go, Troy.
Okay. Oh, Maddie's going to step
in. He's going to go into a soundproof booth.
Matthew, the soon-to-be owner of several supermarkets, mainly Moolworths.
Yeah, and headphones, so loud, Troy.
You've taken over master control. Do you play beds or anything in this?
Yeah, I've got a timer.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we need the timer. That's crucial.
All right.
My heart is pumping for love.
Yeah, I know it is.
God.
I can see it pumping.
I'm so nervous.
You will be okay.
No.
Loza is quizmaster. I am scorer. Yeah. You have 30 seconds on the clock. Your time will begin at the completion of the first question.
First country.
Are you monitoring the 30 seconds?
Yeah, I've got a countdown here.
Yeah, so you know what's going on.
Yeah, do you want like a 10-second fingers?
No, don't give him any fingers.
We're not going to tell you what you get correct and what you get wrong.
Were you here last time we played?
Yeah, because we don't have time for
that. We just power through.
Power through. It's like the chase.
Do I debrief with Will after his go?
No.
We find out at the very end.
So I don't even go, you said this and you said this.
Oh, you can be back. It was an interesting answer.
Okay.
But you don't say
I don't say his score.
Okay.
Let's just go. Let's go.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Iran.
Tehran.
El Salvador.
San Salvador.
Latvia.
Riga.
Cambodia.
Phnom Penh.
Papua New Guinea.
Port Moresby.
Kenya.
Nairobi.
Jamaica.
Kingston.
South Sudan.
Juba.
Maldives.
Mali.
Malta.
Valletta.
Poland.
Warsaw.
New Zealand.
Wellington.
Namibia.
Windhoek.
Georgia.
Tbilisi.
Singapore.
Singapore.
Ecuador.
Quito.
Dominica.
Pass.
And that's all I've got.
Oh, wow.
Oh, oh my God. I tell you what, I've been part of some amazing radio in my time. But this is right up there. I'm not telling you your score. I'm not allowed to. But I will say this. You've done well.
Yeah. Let's bring in Troy. Bring in Troy. All right. Here he comes.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it.
I almost just swore.
That was stunning.
I'm not going to lie, Troy. The heat is on.
Oh, okay.
The heat is on.
You almost swore. Oh, did you?
I almost swore. Oh, can you put your chair up a bit? Because you look. It's like Rove just turned up to do the Hoovians on ABC 2.
Is that better?
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your time starts after the completion of the first country.
You have 30 seconds. Relax, enjoy yourself. Yeah. You're going to kill this.
You are. Iran.
Tehran.
El Salvador.
San Salvador.
Latvia.
Pass.
Cambodia.
Laos.
Papua New Guinea.
Port Moresby.
Kenya.
Nairobi.
Jamaica.
Kingston.
South Sudan.
Pass.
Maldives.
Malay.
Malta.
Oh. I don't know that one.
Oh! Oh! Well.
Over to you, Marty.
Over to me. Troy passed on Latvia. It is Riga.
Riga.
And I have heard of that. You said Laos for Cambodia.
Yeah, it's another country.
It's
Phnom Penh. Oh, yes.
And you passed on South Sudan, which is Juba.
Oh, yeah.
Never even heard of it.
No.
This one's out of the box because Wills just put together one of the great 30 seconds Troyograph Wills of all time.
Oh, really?
Well, time to spare.
He passed on the final question, Dominica.
Do you know Dominica?
No.
Rosau?
No.
Rosu? R-O-S-E-A-U?
Mm. No, haven't heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Neither have I. I don't even know how to say it. But in unbelievable news for Will, he got, of a possible 17, he came away from Troy's Troyograph Will with 16 correct answers.
Oh, my God.
I know.
16 from 17.
Wow.
It was really amazing.
I feel like my head is on fire.
Unbelievable, Will. Well done.
Exploded all over the studio.
Oh, my God. 16.
It was wonderful. It's dripping off the roof in here.
Will.
The Marty Shugold Show.
Jake Birtwistle. Mr. Missing Birtwistle, your table's ready. He is a triathlete in the Australian team. He's run and done his race. How'd he go, Will?
I was just looking that up.
It's on the
16th.
Yep.
He broke his nose, literally, as he jumped off the dock. There was a bit of a balls up at the start. There was
with the boat in the way.
There was a boat in the way, and half the field could dive in and the other half couldn't because some idiot was piloting it like a goose.
What a disaster.
And then Jake Birtwistle, your room's ready, Mr. Birtwistle.
Final call.
Final call for Mr. and Mrs. Birtwistle. He's jumped in, and then someone kicked him fair in the schnoz. Literally.
Yeah.
Broke his whistle. Broke his whistle.
Running around on broken.
He's only broken his bloody Jake Birtwistle in the first 2 metres of the race, and then, of course, subsequently swam, biked, and ran with a broken nose.
Unbelievable.
Imagine the shock of it. Oh.
I wonder what he could have come if he hadn't broken his nose. Like 16th with a broken nose, is that the equivalent to 11th
coming
without
first.
A broken nose?
16th is phenomenal.
It is. Extraordinary.
Broken nose or not. Imagine just 4 years of training, you're lining up, you jump in, bang.
Bang. Broken
it's all
nose.
Over.
It's like, oh my God, this cannot be happening. But it did, and it did
so
happen
bad.
To Jake Birtwistle, your ribs.
It's not funny, but
it's sad.
The chaos would have been like just that, like fate. You know when you get hit, and you're like,
you'd be so pumped up that you wouldn't feel it till he started running.
The adrenaline,
Gary.
What happened?
Hey, for Marty's sake, I'll keep it short.
Thank you, Gary.
So I was playing golf, and Lauren, you know how they have little markers at the start of the golf course where you tee off from?
Nah.
No, I didn't think so, but anyway, so they do. Right. And these markers were cement at the time, and so I've teed off from the blue marker, and the women's marker's about 10 metres in front.
Mm.
Wasn't the greatest shot. Straight into one of the red cement women's markers. The ball's come back at probably 195 kilometres an hour and bang.
Straight into the nose.
Straight into the snod.
Oh, my God. God, that would hurt.
Sure would.
You couldn't do it if you tried.
You couldn't do it. Tiger Woods couldn't do it.
Great.
That's unbelievable.
Mikey, how'd you break your nose?
So pre-season for your training a few years ago. New bloke down to the club. It's in November, so settle down. Anyway, I'm going to the ball, head over it. He goes to kick the footy off the ground. He's missed the ball.
Oh.
He's kicked my schnoz. I'm in Mitcham. Schnoz is in Donvale.
Oh, my God. Well done, Mikey.
Sam, how'd you bust your nose, Sam?
My girlfriend, we're on a dance podium at a nightclub. And she's come up to give me a big hug.
Yeah.
And pushed us backwards off the dance podium. Oh, so she's broken her nose on my shoulder when we're falling. And I broke my finger.
Oh, and you broke your finger. Oh. Well, that's a different phoner, but ring back when we do that one, Sam.
Because we will.
Oh, definitely do how to break your finger. We might do it tomorrow.
How you going, guys?
Good, Chris.
That's good. I actually broke my nose twice in 1 year.
Oh, my God.
I was at a mate's place. Instead of diving into the water and hitting a boat full of adrenaline, I dived into the pool and hit the step full of alcohol.
Oh, God. No.
Wow.
You're
lucky you only broke your nose.
I know. Smashed my nose, broke that, and, yeah, again, tap of blood everywhere, all over the ground and in the pool and that sort of thing.
Mm.
Then literally later that year, same mate whose house I was at, he swung off a rope swing after I swung off it at the Yarra River in Warrandyte, landed straight on my face from about 3 metres high with his feet and broke my nose again.
Oh, my God. Get rid of him.
Yeah, mate. The Marty
Shigold Show. Animals attack, and they always do eventually. They turn, particularly wild ones.
Mm.
We're asking the question, when did an animal attack you?
Yeah.
How's this? And we've seen the photo of this, and it's pretty hard to look at. A teen lost a chunk, and it was a chunk, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
A chunk of his right arm when he was attacked by a savage alpaca at his family's Napoleon's property south of Ballarat.
It actually looks like a shark attack.
Yeah.
It's very gruesome. I didn't know alpacas could get you like that.
No,
they didn't. Alpaca teeth. Oh, of course they have those funny little chompers.
Those little buck teeth.
Yeah. Oh, yuck.
Oh, God.
Spitty things. Ew.
Looks like Jacinda Ardern.
Needs some Invisalign.
The names you pluck out.
I know.
It's nothing like Jacinda
Ardern. Look at that guy.
Don't tell me that doesn't look like Jacinda
Ardern. It doesn't.
A tiny bit.
Jesus, what a set of chompers. It looks like Tony Jones, actually, now that we're second.
That one's laughing.
Because he knows Peter Hitchin is not far away from retirement. 14-year-old Tyrone Tyrone Doubley is recovering from emergency surgery. Let's be serious for a minute.
Yes, yes.
After he was bitten by Tony Jones. After he was bitten, trying to separate two mating alpacas. Well, you've learned a valuable lesson there, Tyrone. Don't get between two alpacas that are having a session.
No!
Tyrone's dad said the male alpaca, Jack, latched onto his son's arm for about 30 seconds before they could get him off him. If it wasn't for Tyrone's younger brother, Nathan, using a phone charger cord to stop the bleeding, he could have lost his arm.
Yeah.
Mm. Gee, the younger brother's a smart kid. He made an emergency tourniquet out of the lead.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Imagine living on a farm, you need to be thinking like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always got to solve
practical.
Yeah.
A lot of farm injuries.
Geez, Nathan's young.
How old's Nathan?
If Tyrone's 14,
yeah.
He could be 12.
He could be 12.
Could be 13.
Yeah.
Could be four.
Yeah, could be.
We could be here all day. Yeah, let's say numbers.
Well, why don't we just go through all the numbers?
Could be five and a half, could be seven.
Two. Could have been one. Delicate surgery has since stitched Tyrone's wound, but he's going to have to stay in hospital until he's clear of infection.
Yeah.
It's what kills you in hospitals.
Of course.
Staff.
The golden staff.
Oh, my God.
You don't want that.
Jesus. Following on from the alpaca disaster, there's another story online today about a woman whose eye was pecked out by a butcher bird.
Well, it wasn't pecked out. It was just pecked.
It didn't roll down the road.
No, it didn't fly away with her eyeball.
Like a cartoon.
Ouch, me eye.
I've added some drama to the story, so sue me.
There it goes, rolling into the sewer.
Grab me eye for us, will you, Phil? Debbie was having a quiet breakfast in Burley Heads when she decided to share her meal with a butcher bird. However, the bird landed one single powerful peck on Debbie's eye, leaving her in severe pain and rushing to the doctor's surgery with blood pouring down her face. God. Jesus.
This is gruesome too.
She escaped with no serious injuries.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah. With the doctors saying the bird's beak was millimetres away from causing us. People always get millimetres away from things, don't they? It's amazing how lucky you can be in life. Debbie joked she'd start entering the lottery every day in a bid to cash in on her good luck. Good joke, Debbie.
Yeah.
King of comedy, old Deb.
Wayne, what happened when the animal attacked?
Morning, guys. How you going?
Wonderful, Wayne.
On holidays in Vietnam, visiting a tourist site, Monkey Mountain, the wife had a bit of an idea to catch a monkey live in the wild.
Wow.
We ended up finding one sitting on a tree, was eating something, wife approached it, jumped in off the tree and bit her fair square on the ass.
Oh.
And she had to have a round of
rabies.
Yeah, what do you call it? Rabies shots, round of rabies shots.
Very painful, apparently, the rabies shots.
Yes.
Oh, yep. Well, that's the end of Wayne.
You know who had to have a rabies shot?
Who?
My cousin Natalie.
You're kidding.
Oh, really?
In Turkey.
Yeah.
She got bit on the boob by a wild dog.
Oh, my God. How did she manage that?
Her sister had a big fight and they stormed off and Natalie walking along crying and this dog just went onto her boob and was ripped her whole shirt and bra off.
John Jarrett loved it.
She had to come home and have a rabies shot. Very sore.
You got to get onto it quick too. I think within 24 hours.
Yeah, well, I helped her. I washed her boob for her.
Oh.
Thank you, John.
The Marty Shergold Show. Get the podcast now from the Listener app.